overwhelmingly backed a Palestinian bid to become a full UN member by recognizing it as qualified to join and recommending the UN Security Council reconsider the matter favorably. The vote by the 193-member General Assembly was a global survey of support for the Palestinian bid to become a full UN member, a move that would effectively recognize a Palestinian state after the United States vetoed it in the UN Security Council last month. Pro-Palestinian protesters on U.S. college campuses are demanding financial transparency, but it's proving not to be simple. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
On Thursday, UCLA faculty and staff held a campus rally calling for the school to disclose its investments and to divest from all military weapons production companies. When it comes to divesting, most colleges are holding firm, saying their investments provide financial aid for future generations and should be protected from politics. And universities say much of endowments is often held in investment funds that bundle assets together, so it's hard to trace exactly where the money goes. I'm Donna Warder.
Ukrainian forces had been prepared for a new Russian ground assault on Friday on the border of the northeast Kharkiv region, President Volodymyr Zelensky said. He also warned Moscow could send more troops to the area. Russian forces launched an armored ground attack near Ukraine's second city of Kharkiv in the north sea of the country and made limited gains. This is VOA News. Mozambique's army is fighting Islamist insurgents who launched a major attack on a northern town on Friday morning, Mozambique's president said in a televised address. The town, a gas-rich northern province where Islamic State-linked militants started an insurgency in 2017. Despite a large security response, there has been a surge in attacks since January this year. Friday's attack appeared to be the most serious militant attack in some time. Local media reported a large number of fighters involved and many residents have fled. There is improved economic outlook in Britain, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The British economy bounced back strongly in the first 3 months of this year, bringing to an end what economists term a technical recession. The Office for National Statistics adds the economy grew by 0.6% in the first quarter from the previous three-month period, with broad-based strength across sectors. The gains come after two quarters of modest decline, which the UK defined as a recession. However, despite the quarterly increase, the British economy has barely grown over the past year. It's been hobbled by interest rates at 16-year highs of 5.25%. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Philippines' National Security Advisor called for Chinese diplomats to be expelled on Friday over an alleged leaked phone conversation. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
A news report surfaced this week of the alleged leak of a call between a Chinese diplomat and a Filipino admiral discussing a dispute over the South China Sea. It carried a transcript that showed the admiral agreeing to concessions with China, including notifying Beijing about missions to the disputed Second Thomas Shoal in advance. The two countries have been embroiled in heated standoffs in disputed areas of the South China Sea, as the Philippines, emboldened by the United States and other allies' support, steps up activities in waters occupied by China's vast coast guard.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. An Australian judge on Friday extended a ban on social media platform X, allowing videos of the stabbing of a Sydney bishop in his church last month after government lawyers condemned the company's free speech argument for keeping the graphic images circulating. The April 15th attack led to terrorism-related charges for the alleged attacker, a teenager, and triggered a riot outside the church. X is alone among social media in fighting a notice to take down the video. A bishop and priest were injured, but both survived. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
And more. VOA 1.